Good morning, everyone. Thanks. As Father said, we're Doug and Tracy Flory, and looking out over in there, I see many of you that I've grown up going to church with. Doug and I are both cradle Catholics, and I grew up here at St. John's while Doug was a member at St. Michael's Ridge. So being Catholic is all we've ever known in our lives. However, being active, faithful Catholics hasn't always been our lifestyle. Growing up, my family did the required things. We went to Mass on Sundays and Holy Days. We prayed at home before supper and went to CCD, but I don't remember doing a whole lot else outside of that. In college, I stayed in contact with the church, and when Doug and I got married, we went to church at the local parish where we lived. We moved back to Defiance and started a family with the intent of having our children baptized and brought up in the church. And I always thought of myself as religious. However, it was the words innocently spoken by my young daughter that made me really consider how I was living my life. So one day we're at McDonald's with Madison, who was then 2 or 3. We ordered our food, we sat down, spread out the Happy Meal in front of her, and so we're ready to eat. We're like, go ahead. And she's like, aren't we gonna pray? And I said, yes, of course we're gonna pray, because we didn't pray when we went to McDonald's. And so when she said that to me, it really made me think, you know, what kind of life was I living if I prayed at home but not at McDonald's or in other restaurants? So I came, after much prayer and realization, I came to that realization that if I was going to be living a life of faith, I needed to do that everywhere in all that I did, and that would mean be willing to sacrifice to further the mission of our church. So for me, that's evolved into teaching confirmation class and serving as an extraordinary minister of communion and lector. It means volunteering at the Yes Project in the summer and coordinating the youth to minister at youth mass. It means hosting a table at Advent by Candlelight and helping with the annual Engaged Couples Day held at our church. It means making sure our children attend second hour. It means participating in Alpha, providing snacks for RCIA, and donating to the Fest for All. Sometimes those things are really easy, and sometimes they are truly a sacrifice. However, through all the various ministries I've participated in, I've been blessed to get to know many of you, and I consider many of you friends. I enjoy coming to church here at St. John's and continue to learn and grow about our Catholic faith. The parishioners here are friendly and welcoming, and I feel at home in the pews. It's this feeling of community that makes St. John's such a special place to me.
While Tracy was impacted by the words of our daughter, my faith journey has taken a different route. As mentioned, I grew up a member of St. Michael's Ridge. I too remember doing the required things, attending Sunday Mass, CCD classes on Wednesday evening, and helping out with the annual festival. My parents were also custodians at the church for a while, so my brother and I were often asked to help with the cleaning, the mowing, taking out the trash. The best part about helping, I thought, were the Pepsi breaks that we used to take across the parking lot at Joe's store. Work a little bit, go get a Pepsi. That was the best part, I thought. But I tell you this because my early contributions to the church were mostly tasks or jobs for which I was looking for a reward. My first recollection of service to the church was during my confirmation preparation when I tagged along with Dave Westrick while taking communion to the homebound. Little did I know then that this experience probably paved the way for my future of serving our parish today. Like Tracy, I've helped with the Yes Project in many different capacities over the years. I've been part of the Men's Renewal of the Heart retreat team here at St. John's. I have, over the past 5 years or so, helped to guide the confirmation classes in their faith journey. I'm also an extraordinary minister of the Eucharist and take the body of Christ to the homebound. I remember our first time going out to the homes. Deacon Don Meyer took us out for on-the-job training, pretty much. We went to Tracy's grandparents' house, with our three kids who were pretty young at the time. I don't remember what gospel we read that day or what we talked about afterward, but I remember what I remember about that day was the four generations of the Meyer family gathered around the kitchen table celebrating the Eucharist together. Clarence and Dorothy, Tracy's grandparents, Don was their nephew, Tracy the granddaughter, and then our three children, the great-grandchildren of the family, were connected that day through our church and the Eucharist. What a powerful day that was. Something else that I find powerful week in and week out is simply coming to Mass here at St. John's. Tracy and I are both teachers, so we have the summers off together. And when we travel in the summer, we make it a point to find a Catholic church to attend Sunday Mass as part of our vacations. We've been to many churches across the country, and one thing we love about the Catholic Church is that no matter where we go, it is universal. We hear the same scripture, the same responses, and we experience the same Jesus no matter where we are. Even with all that, there's still something missing when we aren't attending here. There really is something special about being part of St. John's, and I'm pretty sure it's you. Trace and I have shared with you the ministries we are involved with, but there are so many more that all of you are involved with that make this parish what it is. We are a vibrant, welcoming, and friendly parish that our family is proud to call home. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.
Thank you, Doug and Tracy, for your witness to stewardship and how we're bringing Jesus to others as a parish.